It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback this Thursday brought to you by Stockman's Mercantile in De Leon, Texas, for your hometown stop for your Western wear boutique style for the whole family. Good folks out there. Well, we lost a good folk in country music. A songwriter that had written many a tune, chart toppers for George Jones, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and the like, Reba, Alabama. Jim McBride passing away on January 6th at the age of 78. A lot of names to his roster over the years and a lot of big hits, but it was his collaborations with Alan Jackson that really put him at the forefront. Chattahoochee, Chasing That Neon Rainbow, Someday and More. Pretty much all the big ones you think of AJ's musical catalog was at least in part written by one Jim McBride. Also, for those that knew him around the Nashville Music City area, just a stellar, stellar guy. Him passing away, according to his family, back a couple of days ago at the age of 78. Johnny Lee was the first to take a Jim McBride song to number one all the way back in 1981. And then it would be the first ever hit for Alan Jackson that Jim McBride wrote years later. But also an interesting distinction, too, when it comes to Jim McBride's writing. He made it to number one again with Waylon Jennings' version of Rose in Paradise in 1987. And that's Waylon's final number one. So you talk about a guy that just knew how to write hits for all the big voices, Jim McBride.
She was a flower for the taking.